For those of you who are here for the first time, I'd like to give you some statistics. Reverend Adano Lay is a native of British Guiana. His father was Mongolian and his mother was Chinese, Spanish, and Indian heritage. He was brought up as a Roman Catholic and was trained for the priesthood before embracing the Eastern philosophies of his father. He is an ordained minister of the All Faith Fellowship, which has a retreat in Tyler, Texas. He's married to Zora Margaret Lay, who is with us. She is a practicing chiropractic physician and a director of a Montessori school. Reverend Adano Lay was initiated into the ancient order of Saraswati. At that time, he was given the name of Swami Nityananda Saraswati. He's lovingly known by his friends as Swami Nitty Gritty, because that's what he always gets to. When he speaks, he communicates on many, many levels, because we're multi-level beings. I take great pleasure now in introducing to you Swami Nityananda Saraswati, the Reverend Adano Lay.
Thank you. Last time I was here, a few hours ago, I was asked to speak very loud. I hope you can hear me now. Okay. As I've always said, this is not a lecture for us one. There are no lectures for us. It is satsang, fellowship with the truth. Satsang is a Sanskrit word, meaning fellowship with the truth. Therefore, to have fellowship with the truth, we have to align our consciousness. And we do that because the mind is restless from being in the outer world, having supper, driving here in the car, wondering what he's going to say, if I'm going to miss out on something. So the mind is a state of fluctuation. And to align the consciousness, just center the eyes, let's align our consciousness. Early in the evening, I spoke on the Christ intelligence in astrological symbology. I know this must have took quite a wallop for some people. And this was going to be part two. Imagine what part one was. Those who didn't attend part one will find out that part two gets more complicated. But we're not going to make it too complicated. We have a master key. And for those who can see the blackboard, please get closer to me. Early in the day, we established a cosmic man. And I pointed out that the base of the spine is referred to as the earth center. In all Eastern writings, the base of the spine is often referred to as the earth center in this cosmic man. Man is a miniature universe in a greater universe. And the study of the soul is also the study of man. And it's the study of the ages and the awakening and the lifting up of man. Now, in order to understand the symbology, astrologically speaking, we have to establish the last age, which was called the Piscean Age, and we have to establish the dynamic personality of that age of the Christ intelligence, which is Jesus. According to Sri Yukteswar, a 19th century or 20th century master who was fully Christ realized, he pointed out that we are in the ascendancy of Aquarius. Therefore, Aquarius being on the other side of the earth sign, which is the negative, and if it's in the ascendancy, it will be moving towards the positive. So Pisces, which is the sign ahead of it, would establish Pisces on the right side of the earth sign in the cosmic man. So this is established without doubt where Pisces would be located for the last age. Now moving up from Pisces, we went to Aries, which is in line with the sacral center, and then to Taurus, which is the lumbar center. And we noticed the rib cage shapes like a form of a cave. And within this frame of work of the cosmic man, we find all the animals, the animal forms centered around that area. Fish, ram, goat. Over here is the goat, Capricorn. Taurus the bull, Sagittarius half horse, half man, Aquarius someone pouring water, all centered in this area. Now, going above the cave point, on the right side we have Gemini, in line with the heart. On the opposite side we have Scorpio, the only symbol that looks like a serpent, but it's not a serpent, because we don't have a serpent in the symbolism, but it's the only symbol that looks like a serpent. So Scorpio would indicate the serpent in the symbolism. Then we have Cancer on the right side, regenerative in one way and degenerative another way. On the right side of the cosmic man is regenerative. On the left side, it would be degenerative. So the Cancer is also known to be a degenerative sign. When it attacks you, it starts to deteriorate everything. Tears down. That's why the disease of Cancer is a degenerate disease. It feeds on the dirt. But we see it on the positive side of the cosmic man district in the Aquarian age. Now, on the other side of the throat, we find Libra, balance. The pituitary or pituitary is the moon. That we find Leo is in the moon. Now the moon never changes its position, so the earth never changes its position. The sun never changes its position, that's the pineal at the top, and we find Virgo is in the sun. Everything is governed by the sun sign in relation to the age. The age is Pisces, and the governing sign is the sun, which would be Virgo. So, the Christ intelligence in the Piscean age was born of the Virgin, Piscean, Virgo, in the sun sign. Its moon was Leo, lion, house of royalty, something that declares before it attacks. It roars, heralding the news, "Hail Virgin, blessed among all women, blessed among all signs of the zodiac, about to be born in the cycle of life, Piscean, Christ being." Now, they said four wise men went out to seek the Christ. The four important signs of the zodiac are the last: Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. Sagittarius is the house of religion, philosophy, teacher. In Hindu philosophy, it's called Guru in the symbolism of astrology. Capricorn is organization, and Aquarius is life, regenerative, and Pisces is the duality, the conflict, facing up to your daily obligations. But
remember, the wise men brought gifts. Now, if the symbolism fits the gifts, then they all seek in the Christ intelligence. Sagittarius had to bring gold because Jupiter governs Sagittarius, the beneficent, the overabundant, had to be very, very wealthy. The opulence of Jupiter is so great and outpouring, and gold is a symbolism of abundance. Capricorn, that particular wise man, brought frankincense, ministry, order, organization, a new order, a new fragrance, clearing up the old, getting rid of the unwanted. Aquarius brought myrrh, something you use at death. Life refinishing itself. Myrrh is to indicate embalming, to preserve. So Aquarius is life preserving itself over death. The Christ intelligence had to demonstrate now his ability of life over death. The earth sign is still the earth sign where the drama takes place. But moving on to Pisces, the fourth wise man. Now, the first three are moving from east to west, that is from minus to plus. They are in search at birth. The fourth one didn't see him until after death. So death had to occur. But the fourth one was a healer, just like the master himself who was a healer. The fourth one brought a gift also. It was called a pearl of great price. Because there, it was often used in ancient time, a pearl for healing. And the fourth wise man sold that pearl to heal someone. In the Piscean aspect, we do give up our sacrifice for others. This is the great sacrifice even the master of consciousness would do for his fellow man. No greater love than any man would have that he would give up his life for his fellow man. So we have Pisces establishing the age in the symbolism of the Christ intelligence in the last age. As I said before earlier, this is the master key we will use to understand the ages prior to the Piscean ages and leading up to the Aquarian age where we fit in with the Christ self. Otherwise, we will not understand why the Christ intelligence is with us in the Aquarian age, and we will be searching for some other illusory figure and missing the mark in this relationship, what is going on in our inner consciousness. We have established Pisces, and we will call Pisces the Christ. Remember that. Pisces represent the Christ all the time. We'll establish Gemini as man, because it's male, female in man. But if you remember, Gemini is twins. And if you remember, in Adam and Eve symbology, where did Eve come out from? A part of man. So really, is there an Eve? So why Gemini would fit perfectly as did Adam and Eve in the process? Now, Scorpio we established as a subtle serpent, the tearing down force, but yet Scorpio is supposed to represent the genitive organs in the symbology of astrology. That means it's supposed to identify with the sex region. Leo the lion, royalty, also indicating the chronicling of the news, the declaration of something before it's done, the roaring of the lion before the attack. The sun sign is Virgo, and that's the Virgin. Now, in many symbolisms you'll find, they say, the serpent will devour the Virgin. Well, we'll have to locate that too to show you how can Scorpio mistreat Virgo, and how can the Virgin step upon the serpent and destroy it? How will Virgo step upon Scorpio to put it in its place? In the Piscean age, Virgo is in the sun, and Scorpio is on the negative side of the heart. And heart is indicating of purity, indicating of maternal love. The pure in heart sees God, and yet the maternal love of the mother is so strong, she will put her life in place of her loved one to protect it. Her loved one would be her son, but her son is the son of man, Gemini. Until the son of man is lifted up, until it becomes moving up from this state. And that's what Jesus, the Christ in the Pisces, he says, if I be lifted up, if Pisces be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So if Pisces move one level up, Gemini would move one level up. It will go another one movement up towards the moon center, which would then put the moon or Leo in the sun center. Man would then be Rod. Now, if we move Pisces one step forward up, man would be in his royal state, but man will be coming into his royal state in what age? In the age of Aquarius. Has to be. Couldn't come into the fullness of humanness, let alone his divinity, except in the next age following the Piscean age or the Christ that went before. But that comes after. We have to establish the master key, which is Pisces.
Okay.
We now will establish the origin of man tonight, and tomorrow we'll establish the fall of man before we can see the redemption of man via the Christ consciousness in astrology. Here is the earth sign, here is the moon, and this is the sun sign. These don't change. Now the elliptical path in the cosmic man or in man himself is the revolving around the seven centers or 7 days of creation. Now, in your studies with Casey and other studies, you might have heard that man has a physical body, an astral body or electrical body. Now, astral is star, something to do with the astrological movements. Strange that the term astral body. And then man also has a causal or an idea body. And in composition, he has a spiritual body. So if we are seeing a wonderful unfoldment of our astral relationship from via the astrological symbols, we can see how we are connected to the Christ Self, that we were never away from the Christ Self, that we all started off in the Christ Self, and we all return in the Christ Self, the only manifestation possible, the only way back. None come unto the Father but by me. Not taken in the personality state, but taken in its true cosmological state. Now, we established Pisces already as the Christ. We established Gemini to represent man. In creation, if we go to the Sanskrit language, we will see their term for the word father or creator. They use a word and it's called Sat, S-A-T. Now, Let's think for one moment. The Father is the creator in English terminology, and in Sanskrit, Sat is the terminology for starting or creator. And let's look in the astrological symbolism. Which word or which sign in the zodiac seems to start off with something similar to Sat? Sagittarius. Now, in the Hindu astrology, Sagittarius is called Guru, Master. Who do we start? How can something begin in creation unless there be a master planet? They have to be a master consciousness to put it together, to trigger it out. Creation then begins in Sat. Now, where are we going? In the Hindu philosophy again, we are returning home to Sat Kan or Sach Kan. We are returning back to the centrum or the creative center, which is Sat. So we say, God in Hindu philosophy is Satchitananda, the eternal existing conscious bliss. And if Sagittarius is Guru, and if the goal or the home is Sach Kan, we are all returning to the eternal Sat, the eternal centrum. But we must understand the start in order to go back. And we must understand why we need the master key, a Christ principle, recycling itself in every one of the movements to give us the direction to establish the origin, let alone the fall and the return in the astrological movement. So Sagittarius is the origin. So in the age of Sagittarius, and we establish the age always on the positive side of the earth. That's where you establish it, on the positive side of the earth. So we have Sagittarius right here. Next sign going up from Sagittarius on the positive side of the clock is Capricorn, right? That's the positive side of the generative organs. Now the next sign going up is Aquarius. That is in the lumbar region. Life began in the waters. And lo, there was the firmament. And where does a goat live? On high areas, high ground, close to the clouds as much as possible. And in line with the positive side of the heart, we find Pisces. Now you see where the Christ would be at the origin of creation. You see it on the right side of the Father. Before Adam was, I was. I'm always on the right side of the Father. The Christ can't go any place but be on the right side of the heart center. And we move up to the throat and we have Aries. Which is the lamb. The Lamb of God take away the sins of the world. But you see where it's located? On the right side of the throat. It declares itself. Now in the moon we find Taurus. The moon governs the earth, its crops, its rotation, rainfall, and early man, in order for him to take anything out of the land, to harvest it or to plow it up, you would have to have what?
Rain.
Cattle, cows were the only way man could plow the ground in ancient times. The animal had to come. Taurus was the moon. We used the cow, oxen, plowing. Now the sun, remember the sun. Gemini. I said before, man is Gemini. Male and female created him. In the sun sign, in the pure light of God, at the very center of the inner cosmic man, there is man centered. He hasn't fallen yet. He's pristine. He draws now from solar nutrition. But if he drops down from that state, he's got to go by way of the moon, in the opposite direction, to draw his nutrition, to sustain himself, and then we find ourselves in the cycle of reincarnation. Go back to Mr. Casey and look up some of his readings, and you'll see that interesting things, how it ties in. That now in the throat on the left side, we find Cancer. When man begins to fall, he's ridded with plowing and disease. He's ridded by the sweat of his brows. He's got to eat his bread. And he's ridded by disease on the downward movement. Right now we're establishing man in his origin. So we're getting some insights into his fall already. Next, on the negative side, is Leo. You notice the Christ is directly opposite in royalty. Pisces is directly opposite to Leo, they are in polarity. Man, in polarity, is seeing God. His true royal state, the pure in heart sees God. Satchitanandam, cosmic understanding, is flowing through. The next is Virgo. You see, Virgo is lined up with the pristine flow of life. The earth is virgin. There's no pollution. They're all lined up. Rainfall is abundant. Libra. The sexual forces are in balance, not out of linear movement. They are all lined up in total balance with Capricorn at its highest peak, something that is pure pristine, the very highest morality possible man is living now at the start of creation. And the last is Scorpio. The antithesis of Sagittarius, God and his devil, and the earth sign, the two now are looking down at the earth plate. They have perfect balance, left and right, negative and positive. Sagittarius, the guru, the creative force, and Scorpio, the adversary, or the subtle force, set up in its negative polarity. Sagittarius in its positive polarity. Earth is the battleground, earth is the playground. Here we see man as it started in the cosmic symbology, the Christ intelligence established before the fall. You have from the key of Pisces the last age, a way to set it up, to observe how it will come out. It will come out accurately and it will reconcile itself all the time. Astrology now becomes a very important science in a deeper vein. Sagittarius is the age. It was a golden age. Isn't gold a symbol of Jupiter? So creation began in the golden age. Capricorn, highest morality. Aquarius, the firmament, everything is in its pure, flowing, regenerative way. Pisces, the chrysalis, center, the sun, on the right side of the front. Aries, the lamb, the humbleness, on the right side of the throat, the voice of God. Taurus, in the moon, where everything is not dependent on being plowed up to sustain man. Man does not have to rely now on physical sustenance to sustain himself. And the Pisces or the Christ will say, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man is Gemini in the sun, at the peak, at the highest point, Eden, Haven. Drawing from the sun directly his sustenance, not relying on Taurian methods or relying on cancer conflicts. These are held in check as long as he stays here. Leo, which is the royalty, the divine strength, is balanced out in the Christ. Virgo is on the virgin part, where the land is returning to the bowel, where you feed yourself. Everything is in virgin. There is plenty of rainfall. There is no pollution, no depletion of the soul. Libra, balance of the sexual energies, morality at its highest. There is no disruption. Scorpio, the subtle beast in the field, hiding down in the earth plane in the negative or nether regions. It will take Scorpio to throw the whole thing out to kilter now. Then Scorpio moves. Otherwise, creation is sterile right here. Perfect. No change. You can't change anything unless one of them make a move. Do you realize that? You see why the devil had to trigger off. That's another name for saying the subtle force had to trigger off the movement to throw the motion. The moment Scorpio moves forward to the earth in contraction to Sagittarius, we have now the war in the heavens first, before the fall of man. And the forces, or the angels as you say, would have to line up. So Scorpio, which is a powerful aspect in the astrological makeup, the Christ intelligence would have to move up if Scorpio moves across to take the position of Sagittarius, and man will drop down. Man will have to come down. Now, if we reverse the position of Sagittarius in relation to Gemini, we will see a very interesting phenomenon. Gemini. Sagittarius.
if we reverse the position,
Capricorn, to Cancer, and we reverse Aquarius to Leo, Pisces to Virgo, Libra to Aries,
notice the strange thing has happened.
Gemini is man. Cancer is in the sexual region. Leo is in the bowel region. Virgo is on the right side of the heart. Libra is on the right side of the throat. And Scorpio suddenly is in the moon. But God is still in the sun sign. Man has fallen. But still Scorpio cannot get into the sun sign, even with the fall of man. And if you move Gemini even backward to the negative side, Scorpio still can't get into the sun sign. Because Capricorn would be here. The highest morality is still maintained. There is no possibility that immorality can supersede morality. There is no possibility that unrighteousness can overtake righteousness. Even when Scorpio gets into this sign, into the sun sign, Taurus would move into Gemini and Moses will come back. There is no way that a sudden beast can ever trick us in the cosmology or understanding of the inner astrology. If he tries to get into the sun sign to usurp and run the universe, Taurus will move in and Moses will come forth again. You see? And where would Libra be? Libra would be in the moon. Law. But Sagittarius would move down into the throat. But then Scorpio goes into the sun. Something has happened to Scorpio. Scorpio take on no longer the degenerate actions, but it becomes refined in the sun sign. It's the principle of discipline. Therefore, Mosaic laws come into existence because Libra is in the moon. the Mosaic laws begin to exist, the codes begin to come into existence. There just ain't no way that Scorpio can try in every rotation to get a head start in this creation. Even when it gets into the seat, the central sun, and think it can rule, it opposites of goodness begins to rise again. Interesting to see man before the fall. Now we can see some interesting reasons for the existence of Mosaic laws, let alone for Abraham. All right, if Taurus moves in and Gemini moves up, man is on the ascent, right? If you put Gemini back where man is supposed to have fallen, Scorpio has to come down. In the trope, it has a voice in the say of man's fall, but it doesn't have dominion to keep man or Gemini there.
Wouldn't Taurus be Abraham? Aries, the land, the Exodus, is Moses.
Taurus is Moses. Aries is the ram.
Well, the ram is Moses.
No, the ram was Abraham, because Abraham had to sacrifice his son, and when he was about to destroy his son, the Lord stopped him.
Not
a calf. A ram goat. A ram.
But Abraham is before Moses.
Yes, he's before. If we're moving it down, we will see. If we move it, I said, if we move one step forward and put the Scorpio here, we'll find Moses will come in no matter how Scorpio tries. You see, we are looking at it in a backward movement. Pisces, then Aquarius, going backwards. Now, if we move it forward and put Taurus on this side, Scorpio would go into the sun sign, but Scorpio would not be able to control man or the earth plane, because some Christ intelligence will start manifesting again. Pisces would move down. If Taurus moves across here, where would the Christ move into? The Christ would move into the genitive organ area. The Pisces would move here. Now, in the Mosaic period, while Taurus is the symbol or the age, and the Christ would be in the genitive organs, while they were in the desert, they were bitten by the snake, the serpent again, or the sexual force, Kundalini, the heart of practices. But Moses had to lift up the serpent. So you'd have to put Scorpio in the sun sign, the brazen serpent. The transformation of Scorpio would be the regeneration of man trying to find the Christ by negative methods, because the Christ is on the negative side of the clock. Do you remember that story? That those who were in the wilderness, they got bit by snakes, and along came Moses and built a brazen serpent, held it up for them to look at, and then they were all healed. The symbology is in the Kundalini practices, and at that time, when Taurus was on this side of the scale, and Moses was in body, the Laya Yoga techniques, the Kundalini techniques, were at its highest practices throughout all the countries. Even in India, the practices of Maituna was developed in that time. All the ancient techniques pertaining to the sex forces were developed and active on the negative side of the scale. They were present, and that would put Aries over here at the earth sign, and Pisces in the sex sign. The Christ would be, it wouldn't be the true Christ, because they would be practicing the arousing of the energies in the lower regions and not trying to bring the Christ up. But there would be no way for them unless the person who was in the master, which is in, over here. So let me draw it so you get the picture of why Moses is in Taurus. And we will see why Aries is Abraham, because there are some interesting facts about that.
We will give Scorpio an opportunity to go into the sunshine. Gemini and Pisces. Put Scorpio in the sun sign. And we put Sagittarius on the left side of the throat. We put Capricorn sex organ. Man is in opposition to the Christ in the sex region. Cancer in opposition to Aquarius. Leo in opposition to Capricorn. Virgo in opposition to Sagittarius. And Libra in the moon. Scorpio has a chance. The brazen serpent. We're using the term serpent, it's not really a serpent. But it's the only form we have in astrology, it looks like it. He's in the sun sign. He has control over the cosmos. Yet in the sun sign, there is no way for him to pollute the cosmos, let alone men. Because in the age of Taurus, and the age begins on the right side of the earth, there we find the golden calf, or the golden cow being worshipped. Yet the master of with the Christ consciousness at that time was Moses. Moses did some very important acts that ties in the symbology for us. Man taken out, away from the earth plane, and moving on into the sex region upward, because he's got to lift up, and the Son of Man is lifted up. He's got to lift up this regenerative energy. But the Christ is on the opposite side, and the Christ is on the downward pole. So we're finding that man is being deluded in that period by the sex energy going down. Now, it is known in that period of man that all the lie techniques, all the various exercises pertaining to the sexual energy were developed to its highest. And many were hurt. That's why they said a serpent bit them. Now, Moses was teaching a form of Hatha Yoga too. in order to help them to prevent their consciousness moving down, now they plow the earth with cattle, they raise the sheep. All their earth life sustenance are maintained by the cattle life. And their desire patterns, their Christ intelligence, weakened in a descent activity. Man, his conscious evolution is in that energy area. Disease is prevalent. The life energies are being polluted. The royalty of the heart is still on the right side. There is still hope for men. Leo is royalty. Now Moses is the master. He was in royalty. But interesting thing about Moses, Moses did not descend from a house of royalty. He was adopted into a house of royalty. That will have to be in the heart. To descend from the house of royalty, we will see only in the Christ, in the Piscean age, where the sun Leo is in the moon and Virgo is in the sun, as we saw a little while ago, when we establish Pisces as a Piscean age for the Christ. The moon had Leo and Virgo had the sun. In the Taurian age, with Moses as the master, Leo is in the right side of the heart to reach out, to adopt, to pull in. Virgo is on the right side, therefore purity is rising again. Moses would have to purify himself, and the throat is considered a parched area, like a desert. Purification goes in there, reaching up to the highest point, going upwards, to declare something of value. Libra, the moon. We see that in terms of the scale, law, order, justice. Now Scorpio, as we said, is a subtle force that tears us down, yet it can't seem to tear down because it's in the sun sign, is being refined now from whatever color it is to brazen gold. It's changing. The brazen serpent or golden serpent lifted up. The serpent is lifted up. In other words, Scorpio was in the sun sign while in the Taurian age, when man worshipped the calf, or the cattle, or the image of the cattle, as his only source of power, and relied on no other form of power outside of that, the Christ intelligence in Moses again predominated. And we see, in terms of what occurred in the wilderness, each area where the symbology lines itself up in the cosmic plan, these incidents occur. Now Sagittarius is on the right side, and that is again the symbol of the teaching. It's on the descent, but it's in the truth. It's declaring something golden. It's declaring the negative, the do's and the don'ts. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And law of karma is very predominant. Either you maintain balance or forfeit in the throat area. Capricorn, the goat, is on the left side of the heart. Their organization, we find that when Moses brought the people out, gave them their tablets to lead them, and to give them some semblance of organization or government, he was denied by the creative intelligence even to enter the handiwork or the place where the handiwork was being formed, into the city where organization is recognized. He had to watch it from afar. He had to be outside. He is in opposite polarity. He's not in. Aquarius life energies are becoming polluted. The Christ is not recognized. It's going down. Aries, the ram, is pushed down into the dirt. Now, let's see if we move one step forward. This step forward is one step backward in history. So don't get confused that when we say we're going one step forward, we're going one step forward in consciousness. We're trying to establish the ages backwards by moving the clock forward and to understand it. So we have to use Pisces as the first age to read history backwards and then move that up forward, you see, to get the next age. Now, so what we did, we brought Aries forward. Now we're going to bring, we brought Taurus forward to represent the Mosaic period. We got to give the other period now, which is the Abraham period. We saw when man began, we saw how man is caught up in the Christ state, and we saw man now caught up in the Mosaic period. We have to see how man is caught up in the Abraham period. Now, Aries is the head, represents the head, right? Abraham, a Brahmin. Brahmanism, Brahman, the head, is Sanskrit. It's the oldest religion. Brahmanism is now taking a new shape, a new revival. Brahmanism has gone down to its lowest state as Aries, because all the yogas then were in their decline state and the earth plane. So Brahmanism is on the decline at its lowest state. Now Brahmanism is going to make an upsurge, a revival. The Billy Graham of Brahmanism is born. Abraham coming up now. And we see what will happen to Scorpio. Scorpio moves down. This is right, but it's, I'm reading the clock backwards. We just finished with Moses going backwards, now we're going back to Abraham. We're looking backwards now. The clock is, we're using the clock backwards, but moving it forward on the cosmic man. The clock in the cosmic man works this way. The outer ring moves forward and the inner ring moves backwards. That is to say, the outward movements of the cosmic clock, when it's viewed from the inner realm, is on a forward motion. When viewed from the psychological realm, is on the backward motion. So we are looking at something in reverse. We are looking at the history of man in reverse by moving the clock forward. This is one of those type of wheels that go backward and forward. Moses did precede Jesus, but followed Abraham in that order. Abraham is first, Moses is second, Jesus is third. We're reading it backwards. Jesus first, Moses second, Abraham last. That's all we're doing, going back. But we have to start off with Jesus or the Piscean age to move back to the Taurian age, to the Aryan age. Because it's already set up that way to come forward into the Aquarian age. So Aries is here, and Pisces is now coming away from the sexual region, down into the earth region. The Christ is returning into the earth region, but it's on a negative scale. Aries on the rise, Brahmanism is going to take a new shape. So we have Taurus is in the sex region on the up movement. And Aquarius is on the Bang movement, on the negative side of the sex movement. Again, in those periods, the sex life, the animal life, the organic life was very predominant. They were predominant in the Aryan age. The Christ is truly down in its lowest form, because idolism is the highest now. Moses, Abraham was told to get rid of all his idols and start to search now for something new, something fresh. Come forth with something, choose a new area. Moving out. Now Cancer is going out to Gemini. Man has moved up away from the sex region now to the breadbasket. Gemini represents man. Man is on the up movement now. He's going up. No longer is he tying down here, because Aries is rising. A new man is coming now. A new change. Abraham is bringing a new man now. Man has to be sacrificed as food. You cook food, you slaughter it, you present it on the table and offer it up to the gods to propitiate the harvest. So let us take the son of man, Isaac, is the son of it, of Abraham. Put him on the altar and prepare the sacrificial rite of offering him up. You notice something on the other side? Opposition to man? Capricorn. Capricorn is on the negative side of the breadbasket, in place of man, who's going to be sacrificed by the father, Abraham. Now, Capricorn is a scapegoat, because Abraham could not kill his son, Isaac. The Lord would not accept it. But he had to put him to the test. Gemini would have to come in line of the altar of sacrifice where you destroy in order to eat. But something else will have to take its place, because God does not want a human sacrifice. The creative principle cannot accept a sacrifice. So we see now Capricorn would definitely fall, and that was the shunting off point. Now, Cancer is in the heart, on the right side. And Sagittarius is in the heart on the left side. The teacher is in the heart, but on the left side. And Abraham had something in his heart like a cancer, because he had two children, a legitimate and an illegitimate. Aries, in the age of Aries, here we see Cancer, something tearing away at his heart, though he's a great teacher, a great revivalist, yet here Cancer is eating away. Agar and her son Ishmael and his own legitimate son, Isaac. There we're going to have conflict. In the age of Aries, it has to happen, because Cancer is there on the right side. A conflict with which one of the two should inherit the right. Now let's see. Leo is in the truth. One of them has got to be a king. One of them has got to inherit the heritage. One of them has got to take the lineage. Virgo is in the moon. The child of the woman who is considered barren, also like a virgin, never had any children. Unto her in the moon, where the menstrual periods are concerned. Again, you see Virgo had to. Now you see why Isaac fits the pattern. Virgo is in the moon. Libra is in the sun sign. Balance is established at last again. The legitimate heir is accepted, though it comes from a barren mother, similar to like one who is a virgin. But she's in the moon, she's not in the sun sign. We see why Aries represents then the age of Abraham. It balances itself out with these positions in the astrological cosmology. Thank you. I know I throw a host of information at you in a short space of time, and some facts are very pertinent.
Would it be of value to assign any time frame to the ages that you referenced, for instance, the fall of man?
Well, it wouldn't really matter the time range, because you still have to establish it from the inner clock, where they are in terms of the astrological sequence. And by establishing it, because you'll discover sooner or later there is no beginning, there is no end. And time does not have a measuring reel in this process. This is an endless eternity. According to Sri Yukteswar, we are rooted in eternity endlessly. So it's going on all the time. We are eternally forever. We're never going to come to an end in ourselves. We are forever. God has become us. We are in the eternal cosmic cycle. You are forever. You know that statement? There is a TV program going on now called You Are Forever. We are forever. We are infinite. So we are going to continually going through it. The planets may come and go, but the elliptical path where they pass through, that doesn't go any place. It's still that we have to. Now these move. These represent the ages, not the planets. The planets do not represent the ages. The elliptical path where the planets are at the time they're in, that will represent the age. So the age, according to Sri Yukteswar, is more important because it has to do with our own personal development when we come into the Aquarian age to understand it. How we speed up our evolution into the Christ consciousness via the revolution of the consciousness and the vitality along the spinal column. But until we can understand the Christ present in the movement and understand the origin of man in the movement and the ages in where the Christ appeared in the downfalls of man, we are never going to appreciate tomorrow's lecture, why man fell down from the top of the sun. We're not really going to appreciate that. But through these movements, we will now appreciate why man had to fall down. Because Scorpio was given every opportunity. When creation started, on the earth plane, it was balanced negative on the positive, the God self. The Christ was already located in the heart. They're all balanced out, perfect. Now he starts the revolution by trying to move the cosmic clock to suit himself. That's why in Eastern philosophy he's called Kal. He's the time player. He plays with time. He's the time confusion. Time confuses us all the time. So this game goes on. If he moves, the moment he makes a motion forward, or backward to get up into the position of the sun. And even when he gets there to the sun, he is defeated by the Christ intelligence. The Christ intelligence moves out the counteractive all the time. And through the ages we see when they're lined up why he's defeated. Now we can appreciate why he would want to tear man down from his pristine state. Otherwise we could not appreciate him, why he would tear man down. You see, you would not appreciate why man would fall from a high state to a low state. There has been a fall from the high state to the low state in the cosmos, yes. But to appreciate it is to understand why man seems to be going through all these changes. Now, when we establish that in tomorrow's lecture, we will see why in the Aquarian age, all the things that occur to man in the Aquarian age, coming out for the first time, from the cosmic clock, you can actually see into the next possible 1,000, 2,000 years, the movements in the Aquarian age. And from the Aquarian age, we can even go to put the Christ in the sun. And from that point, we can now have a projection into the next several thousand years. And the Christ is in the sun sign. We will see some interesting phenomena for thousands of years to come. Man has an inner...
When Jesus said that I saw Lucifer fall from heaven, did it have anything to do with it?
Yes. Because he's in the sun sign, and where is Pisces? He's in the opposite polarity of Lucifer. Okay, brother, we are brothers. Go take Father Stone and sit up there, and I can sit in the corner here and wait and see what happens. You don't fall down to where I am. Mukunda, which was a Yogananda in the ashram of Sri Yukteswar, was living there, and a boy came in and wanted to be the top dog in the ashram. I don't know if you read the autobiography. And the teacher says, all right, Mukunda, from now on, you go to the bottom of the class, you do the cooking and washing, take care of the place, we can make this boy a big shot, put him in the top. And he became a little tyrant. But before you know it, everyone, instead of going to him for counsel and guidance, were all going to Mukunda or Yogananda for guidance. So regardless of having the highest point, the fall is evident. And this occurred in an ashram, in a very awkward life, let alone having it occur now in a deep cosmological movement. Yes.
I think it explains to them how the delineation of Moses and Jesus were figures that we know in history, whereas Abraham and the fall of man are not personalities or figures that we do know in history. They'll kind of clear up some of the confusion about these times.
Yes.
That's why I mentioned about Abraham. Abraham is a type, not a...
See, Abraham brought in a revival of Brahmanism. And that's why the Jewish history takes its origin as a movement point from Abraham. Go to the Semitic race, go away from that side of the earth sign. Now, an interesting point on the cosmic man. On the left side of the cosmic man is called East. On the right side of the cosmic man is called West. If we back up Aries into the position of Pisces, it's on the east. Moses was in the east. Abraham was in the east. Now, they had to move westward. So in the time of Abraham, he lived in Chaldea. And if he left Chaldea, he couldn't go further east because Brahmanism was really rotten then. He'd have to find a new ground, a new terrain, something virgin, something new. The moon would have to be rising in that area. So you'd have to go westward. So he came to Middle East. So in this movement, it would say that astrology really guides our lives. Judging from this particular chart, we got no say in the matter. But we do have a say in the matter. And that's where we come in to understand the Aquarian age. Because when we get into that lecture, we see how we have a say in the matter with astrology. All these things seem to be preset, and that we will fall into step with it. Or how can we alter it? How can we modify it? The fault lies not in the stars or Brutus, but in us. We will see how we can change that. But we first have to understand where the Christ came in, understand the origin of man, understand the various ages that man went through before we can understand the fall of man. Yes?
You mentioned Abraham and Moses. How does Buddha fit into this picture? Mm-hmm.
Buddha did not start a new race of people. Buddha came to his own people within their own frame of reference and showed by path of renunciation that he can overcome his worldly nature and be enlightened. Whereas Moses was a Jew by origin, born in an Egyptian home, in an Egyptian country, adopted by Egyptians, went out to struggle for his own kind, and then brought them out of a state of bondage into a new movement. That was Moses. Abraham was a Chaldean who was told to go out from his own and find a new group of people to start something working. He didn't work with his own people. Buddha worked with his own people. Krishna worked with his own people. These are different movements. It is when someone goes out in the movement of the cosmic clock to start something different away from their own traditions, then we have a different understanding of the cosmic clock. Now we are seeing something that is leading up to the Aquarian age. This country, its founding fathers were who?
Europeans.
They came from where? They made an exodus from one landmass to another with an ideal to form a liberation of some type, a federation of some type, to give the world something of some type. Wait till we come into the Aquarian age, we can see some interesting facts about this country. Yeah.
Hello, the new age starts when, or something of this nature, some great change ushers in a new age.
Yeah, a great change when groups of people shift over from the negative side of the earth plane to the positive side of the earth plane, and age is occurring. There is a shift in human movement. Do you follow what I'm saying now? An age is always recognized to be in process when there's a shifting of landmarks, a shifting of home boundary lines, home ties, for something virgin, something new. The age begins. All the time, and we see it in recorded time, whenever there is a shift. If you go into the theosophical readings, yes, you will see a new root race begins, and it's in these new root race, these new movements, is a shift. We see the astrological ages lining up.
I wanted to ask if you believe that some signs have more spiritual involvement than others. Do you believe people born under certain signs are more spiritually evolved than others?
No. All signs are equal because the fault don't lie in the signs themselves, but lie in us with our own thinking.
Well, with the way people respond, let's say the average person's response to the sun.
No. When we are thrown into a particular sign, we are thrown in there to learn the lesson of the sign. Each sign has a dual function, a tearing down function and a build-up function. And we may need the lesson of that particular sign to round out our nature. Now, let's say you don't have in your physical nature, let's say you were born in Capricorn, but you don't have the flexibility of mind to make quick decisions think on your feet, like the Gemini person. You would have to start developing that, born in Capricorn. You're too staid, you're too regimented.
You see? What would Gemini's fault be then?
Flights of fantasy. It needs now to take on some of the Capricorn state stability. So we need each one, and yet we need to get rid of some of it in the other. Yes?
Are we to be faced with a continual cycle of God's realization and then a fall, and realization and a fall indefinitely, or can this be stabilized internally to a...
You see how the mind is working? Mm-hmm. No matter how the mind tries to get into the sun sign, to bring about complete dominancy, it don't. The mind is trying to put everything on a state condition. The mind is trying to reestablish Sagittarius in this part of the earth sign and Scorpio in this part of the earth sign, on the earth plane. It's trying to put back the two in balance. And when the mind, no matter how it tries to bring this back into balance, it can't stay there because it will start triggering it. Now, in the Hindu philosophy, they call it the night of Brahman. God will withdraw all his activities back into himself and go into rest. Then they end the book right there. But one sage says, after the book was closed off there, he said, that is provided Brahman doesn't want to wake up from his dream.
Well, we have to keep going through this evolutionary process all over again.
We go through the evolutionary process, not in terms of the astral body or the causal body, only in the physiological body, until we establish our true God self.
And we fall back again.
You know, on this earth, there are people who have never made a change in their whole lifestyle and nature and behavior from the time this earth was created. They're performing exactly the same habits and patterns exactly from the time the earth was created and man came on it. They are behaving in the same routine, in the same manner, and they're not changing. Yet something has happened to their whole structure. Their bodily structure is gradually diminishing in size. Because you can stay so long in one place, tapping the resources of that one spot until all its essential values are used up. Then a slow deterioration or erosion sets in, physically, mentally, and then spiritually. They are in the jungles of all the world. In every part of the world where there is a jungle, you'll find one individual, a few of them, in South America, there are many like that. China, Africa, India, Himalayas, there are few. Would not change. They're still going on in their own traditions all the time. Yet their stature is diminishing. At one time they were very big and bulky people. Over the years and centuries, they've just diminished and diminished and diminished. Nature has a way. Now, we will come in contact with them as the planetary movements go around. This is where our missionary actions come in. We do come in contact with them. We may be able to raise the level of their consciousness, or we may be destroyed in the attempt, or we may have to give up and leave them as they are. Master Jesus one time said this of a group of people, with these people I can't do anything. They just would not change. They are that in consciousness. Now, the crystallized God body would not change too. In a real God body, there is no change. It's taking on non-corruption. But let me assure you this, according to Sri Yukteswar, there is no mass exodus of saints or mass production of saints. We may have mass production of athletes, mechanics, doctors, but no such thing as mass produced saints. This is an individual group, and each one is accountable for it. Each one has to do it.
But isn't it true that at least four of the great religions were founded in point of time on regular intervals, say several thousand years apart?
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with astrology, perhaps the founders came at regular intervals?
Yes, because the ages are governed. There are only 12,000 ascending years and 12,000 ascending years. 12,000 going up, 12,000 coming down. There aren't that many. The clock is 24,000 years rotation. This is a 24,000 year rotation. That's all it is. It is not 24 billions, it's 24,000 years rotation. 12,000 years ascending, 12,000 years descending. Broken up into the Hindu way of counting, a golden age or a sat age, a silver age, a bronze or copper age, and an iron age. These are the four, they call it Sat Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga. We in the Western astrology prefer, instead of saying a golden age, a silver age, a copper age, and an iron age, we prefer to identify with the elliptical path that the planets follow as the age. And therefore, according to Yukteswar, this is more accurate. By using the elliptical path as establishment for it. Because each one of these has a time position to be in that area. And if you go back to Casey, it states that the soul, though embodied in its physical form while on this earth plane, is making sojourns through the elliptical path, gathering experiences. Now, how is it going to gather experiences if it's already in trial? In this physical frame, unless it's doing it via its internal electrical mechanism. Now, those who are initiates of the holy breath, they make this nocturnal journey every day and every night by their daily meditations. They are gathering through what is called a time capsule method. According to Sri Yukteswar, it takes 1 million years for the soul to traverse the earth plane in a diseaseless body to obtain cosmic consciousness. You'd have to have a body that will last you 1 million years in a diseaseless state to achieve cosmic consciousness by natural living. Now this is going to take a long time. It's not possible. Man would never realize the Christ in himself. And the planets are making this journey in millions of years, over and over. So it's a long time. Now when we come to man speeding up his evolution, he can do this by a certain method that the sages have discovered. Because the creative intelligence has already placed that method in man to speed it up, to bring it into manifestation. So man, once he's initiated into the method, he begins to speed up now and bring on the experiences that would take so many lifetimes to encounter. For the benefit of those who were initiates, every time you make one nocturnal revolution, you bring 1 year's confrontation into focus in 2 minutes. What you would have to face a year from now, you're going to face in 2 minutes when you set that thing in motion. So if you want to wind it up quicker, you got to face more. Very fascinating science. Thank you.